It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Finally got some nice weather, and we're going to talk about investment formulas today, and really a cheap investment formula that works like 100% of the time. And the good news is that this formula is not complicated. It's actually pretty easy. A lot of what I think we tend to do, and by we I mean like mainly men, by the way, we tend to make things a hell of a lot more complicated than they are. So the good news is what we're going to talk about with this formula today is not that complicated. When you trace back what we're going to talk about and see today for a little bit, you're going to see how easy it is and how applicable it is to your wealth, income, your financial world. And I think you'll get a lot out of it. And one of the first things I want to mention about it is it's not like this kind of, sometimes when you talk about formulas, a lot of times people will think, well, someone must have given that to you, somebody must have handed it to you, or some mentor of yours, and really nothing like that. It's mainly just been through about 30 years of experiences where you learn some of these things. And it's interesting how things used to be so complicated, but now are a hell of a lot easier. But it takes that long to figure that out. It's not a case of me knowing stuff and growing up with things. I mean, I didn't. I grew up with in a single parent family. So my father left before I was born. Lived with my mother and I for about 7 years until we were lucky enough to move in with my grandmother, uncle, and grandfather in a two-bedroom house. That's kind of the arrangement. So there was no, I mean, there's no luck there. I didn't have a rich dad or rich uncle or somebody in the real estate business or any other investment business that was telling me what to do or how to do it. A lot of people would talk about that and whine and bitch about that. But, the interesting thing is when you learn things the hard way, it's actually, you're a hell of a lot better off, especially when you experience it yourself and you learn from it, and then you can talk to others like you guys about this kind of stuff. So when it comes to formulas, it's really about four different things. The first thing is deciding what you want, okay? So what is it you want? In terms of size of apartment, community, what do you want for income? What do you want for return? What do you want for wealth? What do you want for your financial statement? So, I mean, the first key thing to think about is wealth. And when it comes to wealth, the first question you need to ask yourself in the first part of the form is, what do you want? A lot of people don't think about starting there, but that's where you got to start. So it's about what you want and figuring out what it is you want. And there's a lot of different directions you can go from that. But it's literally, first thing is what. And then the second thing is why. So once you know what you want, then it's a matter of figuring out, well, why do you want it? What's the purpose? Is it for you, family, kids, grandkids, legacy? I mean, there's a whole bunch of different reasons for what. But, the second part of the formula is what. So that's important to, why. So the second part is why. So why do you want it? why is it important? And there's a whole bunch of reasons. So first part of the formula is what, second part is why, and the third part is when. So when do you want it by? When is it important for you to have it by? When is it necessary for you to have this? And of course, everybody's got their answers for that, and they're different answers. And then the last part is how, right? And we're going to talk quite a bit about the how here in just a little bit, and I'm going to show you a little bit of how that works, pun intended, by the way. So it's how. So how am I going to get there? And so by quick review, it is what is it you want? Why do you want it? When do you want it? When is it important for you to want it? And then the how. How are you going to get it? Okay. So why don't we step outside here? I want to show you a few things on helping you with that. I've got some things to show you that I think can be pretty helpful.
Yep.
It's good to talk a little bit about how, because that's where a lot of people want to start a lot of the times, but that's not where you should start. Remember, you need to start with what, okay? But in terms of how, it can be larger, it can be smaller, because the reason why hundreds and hundreds of investors seek me out is to grow their wealth and their portfolios with apartment community ownership. And so it can be owning your own property, managing it, running it, and building an empire from there, or it can be being involved in maybe a passive investment partnership where you own a whole bunch. And so if you go up here, what I'm gonna do, Lindsay, is why don't you move over here, and then why don't you start with that brick building there on the corner. And what you're gonna see Lindsay's gonna be doing here is she's gonna be panning down the street. And so as the wind blows and blows into the camera, you might have a little bit of trouble hearing me, but I mean, it is Iowa and the weather is the weather. So what she's doing is she's showing you side-by-side properties of 30-unit properties, 12-unit properties, and a series of 8-unit properties. So all the way down this block. Okay, why don't you step out here so they can see out here. So all the way down this block. Get my truck out of the way. Let's go step over here. This is a little bit better angle. So you see all the way down this block, all the way from that property, all the way down there. These are 8-unit properties. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You've got 8 8-unit properties. You've got a 12-unit property. Then you've got a 31-unit property on the corner there. Okay. And then step out here, Lindsay, because then right over here on the corner, you can see there's a 12 unit, there's an 8 unit, there's a 6 unit, 6 unit, these are 8 units, and then 8 units all the way down here. Now, with almost every property that I've shown you here, just in standing here, I have helped an investor purchase these and invest in them. Let's go over here, we'll go in the shade where it's a little bit better. I've helped an investor or investors own these, whether it's a passive investor or investors that have bought chunks of these, or I've helped investors purchase 1, 2, 3 at a time. But I've helped investors invest in all of these properties all the way down this street and about 80% of the properties across the street. And so the point is, you can start in terms of what, and in terms of why, in terms of when and how, you can start with something like this 8-unit property here. You can start there, right? Or you can start with 7 of these properties if you want. There's really no limit to it, okay? Sure, I understand there's a limit to finances. I understand there's limits to time. I understand that there's other limits too, but I would tell you, most of the successful investors that I've worked with for the last 25 years do not put self-imposed limits on themselves. So they use this formula that I'm talking about, and they get an idea of how are they going to start, okay? What is it they're going to do? Are they going to own an 8-unit property? Are they going to own 16, 32? Are they going to own 48? Are they going to own
120 or 200? Are they going to own them actively? Are they going to be an active owner, landlord, manager? Are they going to be passive and they're going to let someone else do that? So hundreds of our investors are passive in our apartment properties that we own, and I own them with them. And so, you know, one of the key reasons why hundreds of people have worked with me over the years is I invest with them. I'm not a sales guy, right? I'm not a salesperson. I'm an investor. And so I'm an investor, they invest with me, and even when they don't invest with me, I invest my time, effort, and energy in our brokerage company to help them achieve the kind of goals they're looking to achieve by owning multifamily real estate, okay? So look, the formula again, I'm gonna say it again, it's so simple. And if you really sit down and work on it, you will be shocked at how much progress you can make with any kind of financial targets that you wanna hit in terms of income and in terms of wealth building. Okay? Again, it's what? Okay, what is it that I want? The second thing is why. Why do you want it? What is your why in this? Okay, the third thing, when. You've got to set some deadlines for targets. So when, and then it's how. How am I going to do it? How am I going to do it? And a lot of investors, as I said, when it comes to their how, I'll get the phone call, I'll get the email. They've gone through those first three things. They've given me an idea of all of the answers to those. Then the how is, let's get these things applied and let's get your wealth built. Let's get the income coming in that you deserve and let's get your financial statement to a point where it just totally blow you away. One final thing I'll mention, and it's this. I've said it a couple of times and I'll say it again. We are at a point in time right now where it is the hottest, most opportune time for investors to be involved as owners in multifamily real estate. There's no question about this. All of the trends from renters wanting to own and continuing to own, all of the trends from investors wanting to buy these kinds of properties is going to continue to grow exponentially. Over the next 3 to 5 years, you're going to see unprecedented growth in the multifamily real estate industry. So my question to you is this. What are you going to do about it? Right? What are you going to do about it? I've given you the formula right now, and it's easy. It's easy to follow. So what is it you're going to do about it? I mean, what are you going to tell your kids, grandkids, nephews, nieces 20, 30 years from now when they ask you, hey, what were you doing when the apartment multifamily market was so hot and there was so much opportunity? What are you going to tell them you were doing? Because it's certainly not a case where you didn't know what was going on. Okay? And so if you've got questions, you've got comments regarding the formula that I just shared with you, again, it's an easy formula. Send me an email. Post something beneath the video. I'd be happy to get in contact with you, answer your questions, and respond to you. Okay? What? Why? When and how. All right. We'll talk to you later. See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.